sheets of graphite. Refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life.
Hello, hello, hello to all the Entrepreneur Elevation Lounge podcast listeners. This is Shankara McNair, one of your co-hosts here in the lounge. And as always, I am so excited to be here with each of you today. Today, we continue our September series entitled Trauma to Triumph, How You Like Me Now. And I'm especially excited today because like all month long, we have been showcasing entrepreneurs who have faced adversity in their entrepreneurial journey and have successfully overcome those adversities. And in fact, some of them have had life-altering experiences. But the beautiful thing about this is that each and every one of our featured entrepreneurs this month did not quit when times got hard, really hard for some. Each clung to their faith and steadfast belief that they had something to offer the world. And daggone it, they were going to offer it. And today we are so honored to have one half of the Dreams to Reality Contracting LLC mogulship with us, Mr. Andre Richardson. And before we get started, I want to say that due to prior business commitments, his business partner and the other half of the Dreams to Reality Contracting Services mogulship, Mr. Bobby Cruz, could not be with us today. But I can assure you that while Bobby is off minding the business today, Andre is going to hold it down here in the lounge. So without further ado, let me start off by giving you, our listeners, the backdrop on Andre's story. And let me say for the record, the backdrop that I'm about to paint for you is going to take a minute to provide. So it sets the stage for the awesome story Andre is about to share with us. So get your notepad, your beverage of choice, a tissue or two, and get prepared to laugh, maybe even cry, and most of all, be inspired. They say nothing beats a failure but a try, and I am living proof that this is a true statement. My name is Andre Richardson, CEO and co-owner of Dreams to Reality Contracting Services, a full-service home improvement general contracting company. I started in the home improvement business when I was only 18 years of age. I worked for a company that did renovations in Washington, D.C. As a helper, I always was amazed by the before and after results on each home improvement job that was completed. It was just something about watching that transformation process for each home that made my heart race and intrigued me to the fullest. Simply put, I was hooked. I had found my calling. And so began my journey of learning the home improvement business. The owner of the company that I worked for at the time agreed to teach me the business, but there was one caveat. I had to purchase my own tools, and I had to show him that I was serious about learning the business. So armed with the list of tools that the owner provided, I saved and I sacrificed so that I could buy one new tool for my business each week. This is where I pause to make an important note. If you believe in yourself and what it is that you want to do, you must make the required sacrifices to turn your dreams into reality. And so, with the purchase of each new tool, I gained the experience that I needed and learned everything that I could about painting, drywall, plumbing, carpentry, and etc. I had officially begun the process of positioning myself for the day that I would become the CEO and the true boss of me. Fast forward to when the lure of becoming my own boss and CEO of my own company became too much. And so after 30 years of managing both commercial and residential improvement projects, coupled with my unrelenting desire to start my own home improvement business, the dream could not remain a dream anymore. So I mustered up the courage to step out of my comfort zone. I reconciled the fact that I would no longer get a guaranteed paycheck, and I took the big leap of faith and launched Dreams to Reality Contracting Services in 2015 with my partner, Mr. Bobby Cruz. And then 2017 came, and I, Andre Richardson, CEO and co-founder of Dreams to Reality Contracting Services, personally learned the real meaning of the phrase, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Wow, guys. Now, that is one heck of a backdrop. Andre, You are here with us this morning. We are so excited to have you here in the lounge. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here in Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge today.
We're excited to have you here. So, Andre, tell me this. Tell us the significance of the Dreams to Reality General Contracting, the name, right? Because that name alone, there is a story waiting to be told. So take a minute to share that story with our listeners, if you don't mind.
The Dreams to Reality name was pretty much inspired by my brother. My brother is a, which is my business partner, Bobby. And his thought process and thinking outside of the box so much comes up with these great ideas and these great things and marketing things. And one day he just walked up to me and he said, you know, when we open this company, we're going to call it Dreams to Reality. And I was like, Dreams to Reality? I thought at first it was too long. I was like, Dreams to Reality, that's real long. Let's just call ourselves A and B Contracting or something. But the vision behind Dreams to Reality was a dream is written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by action becomes a reality. There you have it. Dreams to Reality.
Wow. And little did you know at that time when you guys came up with that name in 2015 that that exact statement was going to be tested and tried.
Yes,
and I know in 2017, you went through some traumatic experiences yourself that really, you know, tested your faith. And as you said earlier in your biography, you talked about the fact that, you know, you have to believe in what you believe in and do what's required to make the sacrifice. Tell us what happened in 2017. I know the business had been in business about 2 years, was cranking along, and then bam, something happened. Tell us what that something was and kind of share with us, you know, how you guys begin to overcome that and get the business back on track.
Well, after 2 years of business, we have learned a lot about the business, the ups and downs, you know, the drawbacks, the benefits of it. And we started getting a good flow going. And then I unfortunately had an accident and I fell off a ladder while working and it put me down for almost like pretty much about eight, 9 months. And it actually hurt the business. Most of the work that we were doing in the beginning, because, you know, we was a small company then, a lot of the work was being done by me and my brother. And that second year of business, we started started using subcontractors to do work and we started hiring employees, but we still was a part of the day-to-day work structure. And with me being hurt, really put a damper on the business, and the burden of the business was laying on my brother. And just like any business, you have your ups, you have your downs, and during the down, it was just one of those things where, for me, it took a tragic turn for me, because here it is, you can just pop up out the bed one day, get up with no problem, walk and do whatever you have to do, physically do everything you have to do, to not just being able to pop up out the bed. I had to grasp the fact that at that point I was handicapped. Like, I had a physical disability that restricted me from doing a lot of physical things. And it took me time. It took me time to wrap my head around the fact that I wasn't going to be able to pick up a 5-gallon bucket of paint or just the normal things that normal people do, like walk up a hill or walk up steps easily and things like that. And because of my will to want to do and be a part of the business, but at the same time, it was killing me to do it because I was in so much pain and I just kept striving to the point where Bobby was like, look, you can't keep doing this. I can't sit back and watch you try and try and try to do this. You know, maybe you might want to look at something else with the business, and maybe you want to come up with, you know, let's do the marketing and do most of the administrative stuff. And it was kind of hard for me to grasp on that, because the vision that I had was, you know, me and my brother out there doing it together. You know, we accomplishing things, and just the physical part of it, not being able to do it, you know, almost sent me into a depression.
Wow.
You know, yeah, because you're there and you're just like, wow, I can't do this. You know, I found myself looking at people just walking normal, and I'm like, golly, why they walk so fast? You know, because I couldn't walk fast no more. You know, and it's a hard thing to wrap around, but I just kept the faith in God, and my brother believed in me, and you know, for me to see, like, when my brother would come and I see him and how tired he looked, because, you know, he's running crews and he's actually still doing some of the work at the same time. He basically carried the burden of the company for
wow.
about 8 months by himself. And it was a blessing to have such a partner like that, because some people would have been like, well, you can't do what the first game plan was to do, so we're just going to call it a wash here, take this cash, and you go about your business and figure out what you're going to do with your life. But he was the exact opposite. So,
wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's a testament to that not only that commitment to the partnership, but also that brotherly love, right? So that,
yes.
Now, I often say God often orchestrates things, and we don't always know why he puts things together and or people together, right? And in this
right.
case, you know, he put the right people together because he knew the situation was going to happen. And that you were going to be going through, I think you told me earlier when I was turning off the air, you told me that you're still going through therapy right now. You're still trying
yes.
to recoup and get
mm-hmm.
back to your feet. But you've been pressing forward. And, you know, I know you told me the business took a hit and you guys had to rebound from that. But I know this year has been a good year for you guys, despite the challenges we've had with COVID-19.
Yep.
things people, you know, fail to believe, but it's been a good year for contractors. So, you know, I just take my hat off to you for not disengaging and not deciding to give up, but continuing to press forward. So, you know, I hats off to you. And I truly believe that dreams to reality, that all kind of that was kind of a prelude or a premonition to, you know, keeping you guys focused and keeping you guys moving forward. So, you know, awesome, awesome story. I know that you're about, how as far as recovery is concerned, where are you guys, where are you with your recovery? You're about 80% now?
I'm about 80% now. You know, I'm walking by myself. I'm still working on my balance, and I'm finally walking without the assistance of a cane. So, and I'm standing up straight. So that was a blessing as well. So I'm getting
awesome.
There.
Awesome. So I know you said you took over the reins of being more the administrative portion of the business. And having done that, tell us about how, because I always say, you know, God orchestrates everything. So we went from, you know, you doing the work to you having this traumatic injury to you having to take a different kind of role in the business. How have you seen that you taking on that role in the business now as the CEO and more of the strategy person with the business? How do you feel that it has actually helped the business?
Well, it helped tremendous. One, it gave me a sense of I was still needed.
Wow.
And I needed that. And, you know, my mindset was giving up, and I needed to know that I was still needed. And that's one of the biggest things that I took from switching my role. And you know, as a co-owner, me and Bobby, we share all the decisions, you know, that's pretty much made for our company. And, you know, we always have meetings and discussion. You know, we think differently, but it's a good combination for us, and it helps us a lot. But as far as the business, you know, I learned the backside of the business, which is real good. The accounting side of it, you know, profit margin, you know, leaving rooms for mishaps, you know, being a better person when it comes to pricing out jobs, because that's one of the things that you learn in this business, that when you price a job wrong, you will lose out.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's almost like you're working for free. And, you know, Bobby had a business before him and I had a business, and he learned a lot of this stuff, and, you know, he gave me the opportunity to learn it as well. And it was some tough lessons, but you know, just the back end of the business is just as important as the front end of the business.
Absolutely.
Because without the accounting, the business plan, all that stuff, it is just a wash. Like you're just going in circles, and the money is just going out the door. And you, at the end of the year, you're looking at it like, I owe this much money, and I got this little bit of money in the bank. So it's definitely a big part of the business.
Good. Awesome. So I know some of our listeners are probably listening and probably asking themselves, well, what does a general contractor do? Or, you know, what do they do? So take a minute for our listeners and just share real quickly exactly what it is a general contracting company does.
So a general contractor is a party with the responsibility to oversee a construction project. You know, a general contractor is the one who actually enters into a prime contract with the property owner. So basically, the owner of the property goes into a contract with a general contractor to get some work done around the house. The general contractor basically oversees the whole project, basically is responsible for any mistakes made or, you know, the job not getting done in a timely manner, and actually supervising the crews.
Okay.
Things like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're like the project manager of all the crews that are working on that particular project.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to ask you to hold right there, Andre. We got to take a pause for the calls and go pay some bills. We'll be right back. So you guys stay tuned.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
So if you're just joining us here in the lounge today, this is Shankara McNair, your co-host, and I'm here in the lounge with Andre Richardson, one half of the Dreams to Reality Contracting Services team, and we're talking about trauma to triumph and how you like me now. That's our topic for today. So Andre, we left off where you were talking about, you know, exactly what a general contractor is and what they do. Tell me this and tell our listeners this. What are some of the steps that someone interested in that profession, right, they were interested in becoming a general contractor, they would need to do to get their business set up to be in a position to start taking on customers?
Well, one of the first things that I would suggest them do is come up with a business plan first. You know, a business plan basically explains the goals of the business and lays out plans to meet its goals, you know. And if you're going in by yourself, you want to have a list of things that you actually want to do as a business. And then you also want to know who are your competitors and what type of market you're going in and what's the need for that market. And once you have a strong business plan of what you actually want to do and what you want to achieve, then you got to get in touch. Like with us, we're a general contractor for in the state of Maryland. So we had to go through the Maryland Labor Department. And we actually had to take a class, and you have to actually pass a test to become a general contractor. And then after that, there's a lot of other requirements, insurances, tax ID things, just a lot of stuff on the back end, a lot of paperwork. But don't let the paperwork and all the loan applications discourage you from doing it, because in my eyes, I think it's there just to discourage people from wanting to do it. But it is a great business to be in. It's definitely rewarding on the profit side, and you definitely can make a living, and you'll be running your own business. So it's worth the headache of going back and forth sometimes. I also tell people it's nice to have a lawyer, you know, to pay a lawyer to help you fill out those items and things like that. And once you 100% legit and everything is in place, you can start running your business and doing things the right way.
Wow. So I don't know if there's any young people out here, or hey, maybe even some older people looking for a change in occupation. I know that like I said, this market right now, I've heard some interesting stories about just how much the home improvement business is actually getting off the ground due to the pandemic, because people are home and their home has become their oasis. So I just want to recap real quick before we move on to our next question, the things that Andre said you need to do if you are interested in becoming a general contractor. He said, one, get your business plan done. You know, we hear that all the time. As an entrepreneur myself with my business partner, you know, we all know that that is a must have. That's the blueprint for your business. He talks about determining what services you want to provide as a general contractor. He said you need to know your competitor. That's a really good one. Know your competitor. Know who you're going to be up against in this market. Know your market. And then he said also you want to make sure you get your network in place and hire you an attorney so that when you turn the key to open those doors, you are ready for business and you're doing it in the right way. So excellent, excellent feedback, Andre. You know, I was just talking about the pandemic and how our homes have become our oasis in many respects, right? And I read recently that there has been a marketable increase in the number of home improvement projects that are happening, and therefore the need for contractors has skyrocketed. I can actually say, in fact, myself, I contacted a contractor recently to inquire about getting a fence in my backyard. And this was back at the end of July, mind you. And I was told, just, you know, point blank, we don't have any appointments to even do a consult until the end of September. And this was the end of July. So I was, the fact that I read that article and then had this experience myself just proved true that the contracting business as far as home improvements is booming. So tell us, you know, what has been your experience this year as far as, you know, with the pandemic going on? How has that bolstered your business or impacted your business overall?
So in the beginning of the pandemic, the business was kind of slow. I mean, people were afraid to have people in their homes, and which was understandable. You know, there wasn't no mass requirements in order and things like that. So it was kind of slow. And the business was only really doing work of what was needed to be done versus what people wanted done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it started picking up. But what never really died off that kind of increased was exterior work. Everybody wanted everything done that was on the outside of the house because you felt safer of the guys being outside your house instead of being inside. So, yeah, I can see where you called in July, you said, and they told you they're not going to be able to be out there until like September.
Wow.
It is. Wow. It's just amazing how, like, my company, we do decks, we do stone patios and concrete work. And that wasn't the major part of our business. We got a lot of business from that. But this year, it increased by almost 50% of business that we was actually getting from exterior work, which
wow.
was pretty good because it helped maintain our business. And then eventually in the summertime, people were just lightening up just a little bit. And, you know, with safety measures in place, our company, all our guys are required to wear masks. And in some situations, we actually mask off areas that we work in. You know, we seal that area with plastic and things like that. So business started picking up again. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. You know, looking back at how your company started and where it is today, right? What would be three lessons that you have learned that you would share with other entrepreneurs about the pursuit of their entrepreneurial dreams in the midst of adversity?
Never give up. Follow your dream always. And, you know, there's no real success without some type of struggle. I've learned that personally in my life, that without the struggle that I had to go through, that I wouldn't be successful as I am today. And, you know, I keep that deal with me. Starting off a new business, definitely have a strong plan. If you have to move away from that plan, quickly come up with a new one, adapt to what's going on, always research. That's Bobby's favorite thing. It's not a day that goes by that he don't come to me where he told me he found out this or he found out that. Sometimes it gets on my nerves, but I get where he's coming from. Because if you don't research what people are doing, then you're behind the ball instead of in front of the ball. And you don't want to be behind the ball in the contracting business, because nowadays everything is Google and YouTube and podcasts. And when people want things done, when you walk into their house, they already know pretty much 80% of the things that you're going to try to pitch to them. And they probably already made up their mind. So definitely a strong business plan. Stick to your goals, never give up, and definitely do your research on what you're doing.
All right. Well, you guys heard it there for one half of the mogul ship, Mr. Andre Richardson. Make sure you have that plan in place. Follow your dreams always. Always make sure that you understand there is going to be a struggle before the success. And also make sure you do that research. Excellent tips. Excellent tips. Excellent tips.
Right.
You know, take a moment, Andre, to tell us about one of the most proudest moments you've had as a general contractor, and why.
I think the proudest moment that I had as a general contractor was when we was hired to do our first house flip, and we had never done major work on that scale. We've painted a whole house. But we've never gone into a house that didn't have no walls, no floors, no plumbing, no electrical, nothing. We did a house in Baltimore that started off as just a shell.
Wow.
And the guy wanted us to make it into, we took a three-level dwelling and made it into a seven-bedroom house.
Wow.
And it was the biggest project ever. And I was so nervous, you know, and it was so funny because every day, you know, Bobby, I shake my arm and be like, shake off the nervousness. We got work to do, you know. So I was just, because it was a lot. We had never took on nothing that big. So it was overwhelming. And when I started seeing it come together, it reminded me when I was younger, when I used to work in those houses, you know, doing renovations in Washington, D.C., and how we stopped from one point and ended up, you know, to the point that we were at. And that's the same thing that I saw, and it, like, all came back to me, almost like deja vu, and I was just like, wow.
Wow.
We did it.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, well, I know we're about to come to an end to our show today, but I want to take a moment to do a couple things. And the first one I want to do is, Andre, give you an opportunity to kind of tell our listeners exactly what are some of the services. I know you mentioned you talked about you guys do stone patios, you do decks, but take a moment just to give our listeners kind of a summary of the services that Dreams to Reality Contracting Services offers.
We offer all kind of home services, commercial, real estate, you know, business offices, everything. We do everything from painting, drywall, floor repairs, new flooring, that's wood flooring and carpeting and vinyl. We do outside work, gutters, siding, everything that's involved with all that. We also, we just started, like I said earlier, we wasn't doing it as much, but we do a lot of concrete now. And then, wow, we got this new thing that my partner came up with called we call it honey-do list. So, you know how, you know, a lot of women have a lot of things that they need done around the house. Not real big major jobs, but little small tedious things.
Right.
They just can't get done. And, you know, they come up with a list of all lists. I want to get this cabinet door fixed. That garbage disposal is leaking and this toilet is leaking and stuff like that. Sometimes what we learned as a contracting company, that those were the jobs that got us to where we at now.
Wow.
So we don't want to turn our back on that accepting jobs that are small, because we want, you know, we want to go for the big ones. So we came up with this thing, and we call it the honey-do list. And, you know, you just fill out that list of all these little things that you want done in the house. We send the guys over there and knock it all out. Your wife's happy. You happy that you didn't have to do it. And then it goes from there.
Wow, that is awesome. I'm going to have to take advantage of that myself, a honey-do list. I said, I need that service in my house. This
yes,
morning,
indeed.
I have a dishcloth that's stuck in my garbage disposal, so I'm going to have to get my honey-do list together to get it done.
Wow.
So
I'm not going to even ask how that dishcloth got stuck down.
Yeah, don't even ask.
I'm going to stay wild on that one.
Yeah, we just need to get on the honey-do list and get that done. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
That is exactly. Awesome. So, you know, as we wrap up this show, Andre, tell our audience and our listeners how they can reach you on your various social media platforms, your phone number, your email address, you know, whatever it is you want to provide to them so they can reach out.
Right. Right now, we, you know, most of our stuff, we was on Home Advisor, and most of our business came off of Home Advisors and Angie's List. We just recently got started on working on our own website. So we'll have a website up. It will definitely be called Dreams to Reality. But you can find us on Instagram at Dreams to Reality Contracting Services.
Wow.
Also, the number to reach us on is 571-265-4451 or 240-455-2699.
All right, we'll repeat that back again. 571-265-4451 or 240-455-2699. Those are the numbers to reach out and touch Dreams to Reality Contracting Services. If you have a honey-do list or even a bigger list that you need to get done. So, wow, what an inspiring and awesome story, Andre. Let me congratulate you and your business partner, Bobby Cruz, again, on the success of your business. And I, along with the other co-hosts here in the lounge, thank you for stopping by today to share your story with us and our listeners. And we are even more appreciative of your partner. I wanted to say this again, Bobby Cruz, for holding the business down while you spent time with us here in the lounge today. So please make sure you tell Bobby that I said thank you as well, and that we look forward to having you both back here on the show at some point. Okay?
Right. Also, just want to mention real quick to all the listeners, if you mention that you heard about us on the Elevation Lounge, there will be an additional 15% discount on any job we do for you.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. We will make sure we put that on our Facebook page and our IG page as well. You guys heard it. 15% off just for listening to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. See, it pays to listen to the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. So, well, folks, thank you for that that discount and that prop for us as well, Andre. And let me just go ahead and say, folks, you know, it's going to be a wrap for today. And I, as always, I love it spending time here with you in the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. We hope that you have enjoyed the show and that you've been inspired to keep moving your own business forward despite what the current circumstances may look like at this time. So until next week, here in the lounge, this is your co-host, Shankara McNair, signing off. Be well, stay safe, and super blessed.
Your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life.